What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So do you believe in living, breathing UFOs? Do you believe that crystals have healing vibrations and power within them? Do you believe that there's something in the middle of the earth that we don't quite understand or know about? And maybe there's some sort of paranormal mysticism all around us in the form of a sixth sense, another dimension, and all kinds of different possibilities. Well, you're in luck because we got a good one here for you. So today I want to talk about all that, but I want to talk about some more of Yuri's revelations in his legacy series that he has on Gaia. And one of the most interesting facts is he talks about how 90% of the missions that he worked on for the government, he can't talk about. But there's like one little tidbit that he can talk about. And he gives it to us in like little tidbits. And when you put these tidbits together with other pieces of information from other whistleblowers, it all makes sense. So in this episode, he talks about items that he's been able to locate and items that he's been able to understand. And he states that, I know, this is a quote from Yuri. He states, I know there are UFOs, living, breathing UFOs on this planet. And they are around the planet, they are within the planet, and they are in certain points specifically. Now, it becomes very interesting in this episode because he jumps from one point to the next point to the next point, and they all are cohesive if you really think about it. So in it's interesting because like after he said that there are these living, breathing UFOs, he said, that's all I'm going to say about that. Then he goes to the next subject because that's how the mind works. The mind continues your train of thought, even if you break it up and say, I can't talk about that. But it goes to the next thing that you can talk about. And so that's why these sequential topics are cohesive. It's imagine like a caboose of a train, right? They are separated, but they are all piece of one train. So the next topic he brings up is the fact that the Earth, the core of the planet, is actually made out of a rotating crystal. Now, many people, you know, may believe or may not believe that crystals have healing powers. Even Yuri says he's not sure 100% if crystals have healing powers, but they do have certain vibrations that could affect our health and could affect energies on the planet. He says he doesn't know what type of crystal that is in the center of the Earth, but he does know that it is a crystal. It's a rotating crystal. And that's what causes our planet to rotate. He says crystals throughout the centuries have been known to have healing powers. He says that when he went down to Mexico, he actually went to the Mexican version of the White House with the president down there. And there's pictures of him there with the president near the Mexican pyramids. Now, pyramids have always been mystical, especially the Egyptian pyramids with all the hieroglyphics. They've always been kind of, you know, steeped in alien mystery. But he stated that while he was down there, the president of Mexico, López Portillo, gave him a gift for some of the work that he did for the Mexican government. And he pulls it out. And you wouldn't believe what it is. If you like Indiana Jones, you might know. It's a crystal skull. But this thing is a real crystal skull. And he wrote down exactly what President Portillo told him. He stated that this crystal skull was located, the crystal skull is titled The Skull of Destiny. So that's the first thing. It's translated from Spanish. And he stated that it was located in the Temple of Inscription. Now, this temple is one of those kind of rectangular pyramids down in Mexico. And he stated that's where this crystal was located. Crystal skull. Not just a crystal, but crystal skull. And he states that there was also a plaque made from stone down there. And it was found where they believe an ancient astronaut was buried. Because of the hieroglyphics in this pyramid, they show in the hieroglyphics a man inside of a craft with all kinds of different levers, all kinds of different technology, all kinds of different useful platforms and panels. And it seems as though in front of him there's these panels, he's in a seat, behind him there's fire, behind him there's a metal encasing, so it looks like he's actually like in a rocket ship. This is really, really, truly fascinating. And he stated that this is where they found this crystal skull, and it was found in 1860 by a Mexican archaeologist. And when they found it, there were rumors that it had connections with the Chichen Itza in the Yucatan, which is another pyramid. Really fascinating stuff, because all of these pyramids are somewhat connected, okay? They all have this kind of similar design where they have a humongous staircase, and then on the sides they have these platforms. Very fascinating. He said another person told him that they were aware of this crystal skull as well. They stated it had certain mysterious powers to it as well. He stated it's like nothing else on this planet. He Googled crystal skulls and he found out that there were 13 other crystal skulls on the planet like this, just like in the movie. But he stated that this one that he has is the main one and it's going in his museum. But he actually has it on this Gaia episode. Now, what he states about crystals is it's interesting because crystals are, quartz are also crystals, right? Quartz used in watches to keep perfect time. NASA actually uses crystals in their ships. They attach them to an aluminum pad to help balance the weight of the astronauts. Of course, they use a crystal chip inside of computers to keep perfect time. So crystals play a major role in our lives in commercial products, whether you like it or not. So that, you know, that in itself proves that crystals have a purpose. They can keep time. But what else can they do? That's the fascinating part. And this skull was made out of crystal. Now, the crystal skull that he has an elongated head, just like so many alien heads that we see in the movies. And Yuri states that, you know, he believes that, you know, this thing must have come from the stars, you know, must have come from another planet, because to have this technology understood already, put into a skull, already utilized in different technologies before we started using them, before we even understood what quartz was, to imagine that our minds are the epitome of what's out there amongst the stars is, you know, a fool's errand. He stated that the governments wanted firsthand knowledge of this skull. They wanted it, and they wanted to examine it, but he wouldn't let them. He stated that the skull is very near and dear to his heart, and it's really interesting when they do a up-close and personal picture of this skull. It's really, truly fascinating. There's so many fascinating swirls within it, so many fascinating, it's almost like looking into a diamond. You can kind of see so many mysteries within it, kind of like one of those, like, little circle galaxies that they had in, like, the Men in Black movies that they were collecting. When you looked into it, it was like looking into, a galaxy. I mean, that's, like, what this looks like. Whether it's man-made or not, it is an elongated skull. So, why did... If it is not alien in nature, maybe it was created by a human in homage to an alien that they had encountered, or a skull that they had encountered. And maybe the skulls that were here, you know, quickly disintegrated, but they knew that if they made one out of crystal, that it would survive. So it's really, really fascinating. So what is it about crystals? What is it about, you know, the quartz? What is it about this vibration? Why do we use it? What's the significance? Well, quartz is a hard crystalline mineral that's composed mostly of silicon. Now, we know that silicon is one of the most abundant elements that make up all kinds of different compounds here on Earth. So if we look up quartz, we get the understanding that quartz exists in two forms, a normal quartz and a high temperature quartz, both of which are chiral. What does chiral mean? It means the property of asymmetry, the importance of several branches of science. Asymmetry. So when you see like a crystal formation, they don't form perfect, right? There's like some that are larger, some that are smaller. And so there's microfracturing that happens inside of these, but it's imperfect and perfect at the same time. So that's what's really interesting. So what's the word quartz really mean? It comes from the German word quartz, which has the same form from back in the 14th century Polish dialect, which corresponds with the Czech term hard. So it's tough, right? It's tough. Now, yes, NASA does use it. Yes, other companies use it as well. What's fascinating about this is, and what's fascinating about the fact that Urey states that the entire planet has a rotating crystal inside of it, is that David Adair talked about walking inside of a crashed alien ship engine, and what powered this engine was all of these different crystals, crystal plates, crystals that could be pulled out on a slide, taken out, replaced so that they could repair the ship and the engine. I mean, it's truly, truly fascinating. So I think, you know, the crystal world, right? Whether we're talking about quartz, whether we're talking about amethyst, whether we're talking about dendrite, whether we're talking about, you know, anything, any other amazing gem that's out there, they all have their own unique properties. And I think it's definitely worth it to do a little bit of research into crystals. If you saw Breaking Bad, you know that when Hank got shot and paralyzed in the back, he started getting into crystals, and the show kind of made fun of him for it, and he kind of hid his crystals. But it's interesting because somebody wrote that into the storyline. Somebody who's intelligent and whoever wrote Breaking Bad is one of the most intelligent writers of all time, because it's one of the most well-received shows of all time. And I truly, truly enjoyed it. It was writer Vince Gilligan. Sorry. I knew it. I had it on the tip of my tongue, Vince Gilligan. So crystals have this history of healing, and people wear them. Urey knows this. It's interesting that people were always mining for gold when they could have been mining for crystals, but gold's more valuable. And all Yuri ever had to do was put his hand on a map, and he realized it. Now, what's interesting is, this is going to get you, he believes at the center of the Earth, there's also a buried alien ship that is also powering the planet. It's also giving us energy. It's also giving off frequencies. And so he believes that this is down there. I mean, who else better to ask than a guy that can perfectly draw you the exact amount of grapes on a vine that's held within an envelope, held within a box that he can't see. And when they compare the two, it was perfect. I mean, this guy is a psychic. So I think we got to kind of believe him. So that's what I have for you tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that, you know, even you will be able to utilize some psychic capabilities. Yuri states that if you go to the grocery store, you can even practice your own influence and your own mental capabilities, your own psychic influence onto people. Not in a negative way, but he states that if you're standing there and if you're in line, just repeat the words, turn around, turn around, turn around to the person in front of you. Not out loud, just in your mind. He states that 80% of the time, 80 to 90% of the time, the person will turn around. So, it's worth it. It's an experiment. Give it a shot. If they turn around, just say hi. That's all. That's all you got to do. Just be kind. Don't have a negative attitude. You don't want it. You don't want a negative outcome. You'll have a positive outcome that will lead to more positive outcomes in the future. Or give them a compliment. That's even better. So, guys, I hope you have a great evening. Take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. And Lockdown Universe out.